Welcome back to the National Hurricane Center. This is Ken Graham, right in operations, keeping an eye on Hurricane Delta, all the latest information. The time is 12 o'clock Eastern, 11 o'clock Central. Here is the latest data. Wind 115 miles an hour, so still a very powerful hurricane, moving north at 13 miles an hour. Pressure 962 millibars, and now right around 120 miles from Cameron, Louisiana, so getting ever so close to the coast. But the impacts already impacting the coast, with some of these rain bands already reaching portions of southwest Louisiana. Also up to Monroe, start seeing some of this tropical moisture produced torrential downpours. You can see the eye right here, the intense winds, the highest winds right in that eye wall, and that's going to get closer, moving north, as I mentioned, and then eventually moving back towards the north, northeast with time, and that's going to impact right there in southwest Louisiana. Timing on that, you look at the timing, getting closer this afternoon, making landfall in the evening hours today, and then even getting inland with time by Saturday morning, still a tropical storm right around Monroe. So if you think about it, you're going to have all those winds, you're going to have all that rainfall, and you're going to saturate the soil. It could be some trees down and some power outages associated with this storm. The other thing we have to mention here is just the size. It's a large storm. Most tropical storm force winds extending out about 150 miles from the center. So if you think about that, that's a large area, and a lot of people are going to get some of those high winds. And that's why we have those tropical storm warnings on each side of that hurricane warning, which is there in the red area. So anywhere in there, you can see those hurricane force winds. So let's look at some of those impacts, beginning with the arrival time of those winds. Well, they're arriving as we speak, some of the tropical storm force winds getting into portions of Louisiana, and with time stretching northward. So not just along the coast, tropical storm force winds, the highest probability in the reds and the purple color here. So not just on the coast, Lafayette, Cameron, Lake Charles, but even moving into central portions of the state, where in Louisiana you can get in Alexandria, you can see some of those gusty winds, hurricane force winds, and stretching up pretty close to Monroe, Louisiana with time. So significant impacts with this, and it's not just the wind, it's also going to be the water. The storm surge, incredibly dangerous, and traditionally, historically, the most dangerous part of these tropical systems. Large storms produce more storm surge from Holly Beach over to the Rockefeller Wildlife Refuge. Look at that, 5 to 8 foot of storm surge inundation from a peak. You know, you put the tides on top of that, could be waves on top of that as well. And you start looking at Rockefeller Wildlife Refuge to Morgan City, 7 to 11 foot of storm surge. Vermilion Bay is included in that. So the water gets into the bay, spreads out all those bayous. You put that, supposed to drain the water out of there. The storm surge pushes the water the opposite direction. So well inland, you could get some of that dangerous storm surge. Morgan City to Port Fourchon, 4 to 7 foot of storm surge inundation peak, and large storm. So Port Fourchon all the way to the mouth of the Mississippi River and up to Lake Bourne, some of these areas could see 2 to 4 foot of storm surge. So that's the latest information, dangerous storm surge, rainfall, wind, and tornadoes possible around southeast Louisiana. We'll be keeping an eye on all the latest from here at the National Hurricane Center on Hurricane Delta.